Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 2. The Beginning of a Wonderful Friendship. The blue daytime sky had slowly yielded to a brilliant purple and orange sunset. Hermione had drifted off to sleep in the middle of reading Foundation. With her head leaning against Kellen's shoulder, she looked so peaceful, he thought to himself, but he also didn't want her to be out too long because they were probably getting rather close to the castle. He let her snooze for just a little bit longer, then gently shook her awake. Her eyes flickered open, and Kellen pointed outside. "That's a gorgeous sunset, isn't it?" he asked. "It really is," Hermione answered with a slight yawn. "I'm sorry for waking you, but I don't think we're all that far from the castle. Maybe a couple more hours to go at the most," Kellen replied. "It's okay," Hermione said. "How long was I out?" "About 45 minutes, Kellen murmured. He smiled at his new friend. "Thank you for reaching out to me. I wasn't sure if I was going to be in this compartment by myself the whole time, but I've enjoyed my time with you. You're a pretty cool girl in my book." Hermione returned Kellen's smile. "I don't think anyone's ever called me cool before, Kellen," she giggled softly. "And thank you for being so kind to me. None of the other children at my old school would give me the time of day. It really means a lot to me." She leaned over and gave him a gentle peck on the forehead. Kellen's cheeks turned a deep shade of pink. "I didn't have a ton of friends growing up either. I'm not outgoing, and my nerdy tendencies sort of scare kids off," Kellen said. "I mean, they respected my brain, but didn't care one iota about me as a person. It's a little hurtful knowing that they'll take advantage of me, knowing I can help them study, but they'll forget about me 10 minutes later." "That's exactly how I feel, Kellen," Hermione said. "My social life was virtually non-existent. Birthday parties were always awkward. Nobody wanted to be there, and everything just felt stiff and forced." "I'm sorry you didn't have enjoyable birthdays," Kellen said. "I'd have been delighted to be a guest." Hermione smiled. "I know you would." "Do you have a birthday coming up?" Kellen asked. "I'll do something nice for you, I promise." Hermione's face lit up. "As a matter of fact, I do. It's later this month, the 19th. Kellen chuckled. "Great, that'll give me just enough time to figure out something." "I'm not expecting much, but I'm sure whatever you come up with will be delightful. When's yours?" Hermione asked sweetly. "A good ways from now, February 12th, replied Kellen. "Oh, you're almost a Valentine's baby. That shouldn't be too hard to remember," said Hermione. She furrowed her eyebrows slightly. "So you got invited to both Hogwarts and Ilvermorny, was it? I'm curious to know how that all played out." Kellen chuckled. "You see, I was visited by these two witches right around the time I turned 11. Both within a couple of weeks of each other, actually. The first one was a really pretty lady with long red hair that she wore in these loose curls. Her name was Professor Good. She's probably not much older than 25 or so. She has a very different sense of fashion. She had this purple and black outfit and Doc Marten-type boots. I guess it suits her." "I've no idea who that is," Hermione said. "I'm guessing she's from Ilvermorny?" "You got it," Kellen confirmed. "She told me that I was extraordinarily gifted and that she wanted me to study magic this fall. She also told me that if I preferred to study in Britain, she'd contact Professor McGonagall in Scotland. They could invite me since I have a blood relative that currently studies there." "That second name sounds familiar," Hermione said. "That's the witch that wanted me to come to Hogwarts." Kellen nodded. "I told her that I'd think about it and that I'd also want to hear what Professor McGonagall had to say. Professor Good was very nice, and said that her Scottish counterpart would be in contact with me in a couple of weeks. So she comes all the way to Minnesota to visit the farm. And I was a bit shocked, because she looked nothing like Professor Good. She looked, well, like a witch, you see, on Halloween. But she was actually fairly nice, too, and said that she recommended that I go to Hogwarts because I might get bored at Ilvermorny. They have someone higher standards at Hogwarts, which I'm okay with. And it's also an opportunity to reconnect with my cousin Desiree. I let her know I would think it over for a while, and I let her know what my final decision would be."
"Do you feel bad for not choosing Ilvermorny?" Hermione asked.
"A little bit, but not too much," replied Kellen. "I'm sure I'd enjoy studying under Professor Good. She's their astronomy instructor, and she seems wicked cool." He chuckled briefly. "Either way, it's a long way from home. Fortunately for me, there won't be any culture shock at Hogwarts, because half my family's British, and I've spent quite a bit of time in the United Kingdom. I know the slang and can code switch without any trouble."
"I don't doubt that one bit," said Hermione. "Oh, you said a little something in Norwegian to me earlier. I take it you're fluent."
"I am,"
replied Kellen. My grandmother taught me her native tongue when I was younger. Hermione smiled. Norwegian is definitely more of a niche language. Not too many people pick it up as a second language. I know French and some German. Rather boring, I know. That's still pretty good, Kellen replied. I'm also fluent in Spanish and German. He then beamed at Hermione. Creo que tú eres muy amable y hermosa. Hermione shook her head. I'm not sure what that means. I suppose that's Spanish for something. Kellen grinned and nodded. It means I think you're very nice and pretty. Hermione blushed. I definitely don't get called pretty much outside of my parents. Kellen shrugged. Well, I meant it. You're a perfectly attractive girl. And you're a cute boy, Hermione replied. She leaned over and gave him another gentle peck on the forehead. How did you learn Spanish? We hire Latin American migrant workers on the farm each summer. I hang out with them and help them with the farm work, and I couldn't help but pick up their language, replied Kellen matter-of-factly. I can teach you some Spanish sometime if you'd like. If you know French, it'll be super easy to learn Spanish because they're both Latin-based languages. Perhaps, sighed Hermione. Maybe one day. But if I had a choice, I'd rather learn Norwegian. Would you be able to teach me that instead? My grandmother is the one you'd really want to ask, Kellen responded with a bit of a laugh. But if you'd rather learn Norwegian, I'll gladly teach you. He took her hand and squeezed it gently. I always fancied myself as being bright and studious, Hermione murmured. But as much as it pains me to admit, I think you're on a whole other level. I've never met anyone quite like you, Kellen Grimseth. She smiled warmly at her new friend. You're ridiculously clever, but you don't come across as bossy or as an insufferable know-it-all. I'm a bit notorious for that. Even being called something seemingly innocent and harmless like teacher's pet is still rather hurtful. I don't mean to come across that way. Kellen gave Hermione a gentle hug. You're fine, Hermione, I promise. When I look at you, I just see a friend. Nothing more, nothing less. Hermione nodded. Thank you, Kellen, but I still ask you to be patient with me because I'm very self-conscious. I'm working on my less than admirable qualities. I guess what I'm saying is that I really want to be the best friend that I can be. Kellen beamed at his friend. If you want to be the best friend that you're capable of being, then just be yourself. Even if there is a little bossiness or know-it-all in you, you're still an amazing girl. I've sat next to you for several hours and haven't run away from you, right? No, I haven't. I accept you for who you are. Hermione sniffled slightly. That is the kindest thing anyone has ever said to me, thank you. Clearly touched by his sincerity, a single tear rolled down her cheek. The orange and purple sunset deepened into darker shades and eventually gave way to the familiar bluish-black night sky. It wasn't long before they felt the train gradually slow down. They were very, very close to Hogsmeade Station. Just a few minutes later, the train came to a complete stop. Please stay next to me, Hermione pleaded. I don't want to be left alone. Kellen flashed a radiant smile. I don't plan on leaving you.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.